and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new, brand-new Russell Wortham Show coming to you live, commercial-free from my super-secret Batcave. Folks, we are back and back in the middle of greatness, and man, what a draft. Holy smokes. So, before we get to the roadmap, if you will, welcome on in. If you are new here, or if you've been here before, come on in, kick your feet up, get something cold to drink. It is scorching in the Batcave today, but we press forward. This is your one-stop shop for everything WWE and WWE related. So, with that entrance out of the way, give you all a bit of a roadmap as per usual. So this is the introduction. I basically share with you something that's going on just in general in my life, or something just in general that's going on with professional wrestling. And then in the main event, I either review Raw, NXT, and SmackDown, or I preview a premium live event, a pay-per-view, if you will, or the week after said event, I review it. So that's basically the bulk of the show. And then we do thank yous in long form and close out the show. Now, there is a bit of news about a brand new segment that is really more of an old segment, but that is coming back into the program, if you will. And that is that come, I believe it's at the end of this month, so another 3 weeks from now, roughly, we are going to have Dark Side of the Ring coming back. Yes, it has come back. And so, so excited about that. A lot of great stories that they're going to be telling this year. So, once we get closer to the premiere of Dark Side of the Ring, I will share with you my thoughts about, you know, each of the episodes. And then, of course, as each episode, you know, airs, I will share my thoughts about the episode in general, or actually in specifics, I should say, and give you kind of a taste of how that goes. So, that is huge, huge, huge news. Now, also, big news, courtesy of good folks over at Cultaholic. Very excited to hear from them, you know, as per usual. So grateful for all of their hard work. But as you may or may not have heard, there is now really serious, serious, serious concern that Drew McIntyre may be leaving WWE. For the last, well, ever since WrestleMania, so about a month ago, Drew has had some serious reservations because of the money that he's getting, the creative process for his character. And now, Drew's contract isn't up until the end of the year. But, my WWE, you've got roughly 8 months to make this right to Drew. And otherwise, person that, you know, helped to carry not just WWE, but professional wrestling in, you know, in general, through the pandemic, it could be just gone. It's mind-blowing to me. It's absolutely mind-blowing. And where would Drew land if he says, you know what? No, I'm going to leave WWE at the end of the year, and sorry, it's going to happen. Where is he going to land? Well, could he go back over to the UK? I mean, sure. I believe they still have ICW over there. I believe they have ICW over there. He could go to Impact. He could go back to Impact, where he really just rebuilt his entire career inside of Impact. I think he could do really, you know, amazing stuff, you know, in Impact. Or he could go to AEW. Or, you know, he could try his luck over in Japan. So there are destinations for Drew. Problem is, here's the problem. I don't know how they work things over in the UK, but I know that WWE, if Vince McMahon is not meddling, and I hate to sound like a broken record, but if Vince McMahon is not meddling in the creative process, which it seems like he has been doing a lot as of late, ripping up scripts, you know, like right before you're supposed to go on, and people are like, and so they're flying by the seat of their pants. But if it's not Vince McMahon that is meddling in creative, they've actually done a really good job with creative over the last, you know, almost year since Paul Levesque, Triple H, if you will, took over the you know, the creative, you know, content. So there's that. Now, go back to Impact. Again, I don't know what their setup is, but I think that Impact has the structure. It seems like they have the structure that Drew would like. And I think that he can really get, you know, get over with that crowd, because he already has gotten over with that crowd. You go to AEW, and that's going to be a disaster. I'm sorry. That is going to be a disaster. Why? Well, because it's Tony Khan, and no disrespect. I don't know Tony. I don't know him. But from everything that I've read, everything that I've heard over the last few years, Tony Khan, A, does not know how to book. Okay, does not know how to do storylines. And B, he doesn't really want to give that up to anybody else. He doesn't really want to have anybody else help him with, you know, the booking of matches or storylines or anything like that. So it's just kind of like, okay, yeah, I appreciate the hands off, sort of, but like, you gotta have some structure. So I don't think that Drew would really do well in that environment. I just, you know, maybe because it isn't so structured, maybe he could do okay. But it just feels like the wild, wild west over there in the AEW. Now, if he goes to Japan, I think he could get over. I think Drew could get over with the Japanese fans. But it just kind of feels like, ugh, you know, what the heck. So, couple of dates to pay attention to, if I can get this going real quick. So, dates to pay attention to. All In for AEW is at London at Wembley Stadium, August 27th of this year. So that is coming up within the next few months from now. Money in the Bank also in London is going to be it's going to be July 1st. That's at the O2 Arena in London. One more to be looking at, and let me see. No, actually, those were the two that I was looking at. So yeah, so one in July, one in August. All right. According again to good folks over at Cultaholic, Drew has been taken off of the Money in the Bank pay-per-view. Now he could come back, but for right now, he's been taken, you know, out of that equation. So I'm not saying that there's smoke or even a fire, but I mean, something's happening. And then, like I said, All In, in London that next month in August. Again, Drew can't get out of his contract until the end of the year, from what I've been hearing from a lot of people, especially, again, the good folks over at Cultaholic. So, I'm not saying pump the brakes, but, I mean, July 1st, that's coming. All in August, that's coming up quick. Both of those are coming up quick. So, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. Now, with that all said, so we'll keep an eye on if Drew will stay with WWE. Who knows? Now, one final thing before we get to the main event. I need to apologize. Last week, I totally inadvertently mentioned that, lawsuit, there we go, brought forward by a former writer of, WWE that, she is alleging that there were racist and sexist storylines, and that especially the racist storyline in question was kind of seen as a bit of a joke, which, like I said last week, is concerning 9/11. Now, here's the thing. You don't, especially here in the United States of America, I don't care where you are on the political spectrum, I don't care where you are. You do not joke about 9/11. You do not do it. That is off limits. You just don't joke about 3,000 plus people losing their lives in the worst terrorist attack that we've seen in a generation. I mean, seriously, you do not joke about that sort of thing. Now, here's where I need to apologize. I inadvertently swapped names. I thought it was Mustafa Ali that was going to be revealed as the guy that's like, oh, yay, I've got a secret. And then he'll say, I was the person behind 9/11. My bad. I completely apologize. I just misheard it. I swapped people. It was actually Mansoor, okay, that was supposedly going to be revealed as person that helped to plot 9/11 in storyline. Either way, that is so disparaging. I'm sorry. You are scapegoating another ethnic group for what? A cheap laugh? See, this is why I don't like Vince McMahon being back in WWE on any level, because he has such a sophomoric sense of humor. I love jokes. I love to laugh. I love, witty, conversational, observational, comedy. I love things like Saturday Night Live and satirical stuff like that. I love the late night shows. Those are done in good taste. You would think 99.9999% of the time. What Vince McMahon has done over the last 40 years, give or take, has been just absolutely sophomoric. I'm like, okay, why are we catering to the lowest common denominator in terms of, what you think is funny? Because what you think is funny and what the rest of us think are funny, or is funny, I should say, it's two totally different things. And I don't understand why Vince thinks that this is like a thing. I really honestly don't. But I need to apologize. I thought that I heard Mustafa Ali. It was actually Mansoor that was going to say, I got a secret. But thank goodness that storyline was DOA, because oh my gosh, that would have just been horrific. Right. Well, thank you for listening to this introduction. I will be back with the main event, where we will go through the draft picks WWE for 2023. And then, courtesy of the good folks over at Bleacher Report, I will share with you the updated roster. And I'll basically tell you, how I feel about each of the picks. So, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Time now for the main event.
All right, folks, we are back with the main event, and this is going to take a little bit of time, so if you'll forgive me, but we are going to go through the entirety of the 2023 WWE draft. and I will share with you again my thoughts. And then once we go through the picks, I will share with you the updated roster, again, according to the good folks over at Bleacher Report. So, strap in. Let's get going. So, very first pick on night one, which was SmackDown, was the Bloodline, but it was Roman Reigns, Solo Sikoa, and Paul Heyman. I mean, of course they were going to be number one. That's just pretty much a straight up move right there. Number two is Cody Rhodes. Again, we won't talk necessarily about where they're going to be going. I will talk about that, you know, in full after we go through the list. But Cody, I mean, you can't argue with him being, you know, second overall. Three is Bianca Belair. I think she's certainly really done, you know, amazing stuff. Becky Lynch is four. Again, it's pretty straightforward. Number five is a little bit of a surprise. And that is the Street Profits. And I say that it's a bit of a surprise because you have a lot of big named, you know, talent that, you know, went further down on the list. Number six is Imperium. Seven is Edge. I think that's a good, solid pick. Because Edge is going to be working essentially part-time. He is working for the Percy Jackson television show for Disney Plus. So, Edge is going to be a bit of, you know, a part-timer. So I think that's a good, solid pick at seven. Eight is Matt Riddle. Nine is Bobby Lashley. Bobby dropped. He dropped. I just don't know about that one. This next one was just the what the heck is going on. That's the aforementioned Drew McIntyre. He is 10th. I mean, what was it last year? He was like number one. Or if not number one, he was like top five. So, I mean, his stock is kind of tumbled. Again, maybe it's because of the contract negotiations. I don't know. 11 is the OC. It was really awesome to see the OC back together. You've got, of course, AJ Styles, Luke Gallows, Karl Anderson, and Mia Yim. So I am really, really, really looking forward to seeing that and seeing what they can do. 12 is Miz. 13, Damage Control. That's a really low pick too. I'm shocked. When Damage Control, you know, showed up last year at SummerSlam, I was like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. This is gonna be so awesome. And they have won the women's tag team championships a couple of times, but it just kind of feels like they've kind of been left behind a little. So there's that. Next up at 14, and this is the one that I'm just like, that's awful low, and that is Shinsuke Nakamura. people have said that they wanted to really, you know, strap a rocket to Shinsuke, give him a good solid push coming back, especially after his just absolutely amazing match with the great Muda over at Pro Wrestling Noah in Japan. And that was really a revelation of a match. If you want to watch just a hard hitting, just really good match, go out of your way. Okay, you can probably find it on YouTube. Go on to Pro Wrestling Noah's website, or like I said, you could probably find it on YouTube. Go watch Shinsuke versus Muda. Oh my gosh. You want to talk about dream match? That's a dream match. I mean, Jiminy Christmas. That was a dream match. So I'm kind of surprised that he fell as far as what he did. 15 is a call-up from NXT. That was Alba Fire, a.k.a. Kaylee Ray, and Isla Dawn. And then, finally, the final pick was also from NXT. And this was a surprise, because she was, up until this past week, or actually this week, when she relinquished the title, but Indy Hartwell. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Now, here are the supplemental picks that they picked on SmackDown Lowdown. So you've got Apollo Crews, you've got Candice LeRae, Chelsea Green, and Sonya Deville. That is a shocker that they were not picked. Dexter Lumis, Hit Row, JD McDonagh. I mean, you want to talk about unsung hero of NXT. The guy is a wrestling machine. And the fact that JD McDonagh wasn't selected in the draft, that's wow. You want to talk about chip on your shoulder. Lacey Evans, look, I don't want to get too much in the weeds, okay? I don't want to get too much in the weeds, but I don't like the fact that Lacey Evans has been disparaging of, COVID vaccines. She doesn't believe, apparently, that autism is a real thing. And I'm thinking to myself, Lacey, I've got cousins that are autistic. I just lost a cousin of mine a few weeks back. It was tragic. But, I mean, I've got cousins that are autistic. Don't tell me that autism isn't real. It is real. Ugh. So, when I saw that, I was like, whatever. Maximum Male Models, so Mansoir and Massé with Maxine Dupree. Natty Neidhart Wilson. Natty Neidhart Wilson got undrafted. Wow. I'm shocked. I know that she's kind of used as a bit of cannon fodder, but Natty can go. Natty can go in the ring. I really am shocked that Natty is undrafted. Viking Raiders, again, that was another one. And then Zoe Stark. That's an interesting supplemental pick. That's an interesting pick. You want to talk about chip on your shoulder? I mean, Zoe Stark, I mean, she is, oh, man, buckle the heck up. I think she's going to do amazing. Right, so night two, Raw, that following Monday, number one overall pick, and I cannot argue with this, but Rhea Ripley. I can't argue with that. You've got Austin Theory 2 again. Cannot argue with that. Seth freaking Rollins, aka Colby, at number 3. No problems there. Charlotte at 4. I think, okay, all right. Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, 5. Now, this is where it gets interesting on night 2. The 6th overall pick on night 2 was the Usos. And they were the, second round draft pick. And they were picked 3rd. And I'm just like, okay, all right. So that's an interesting pick. Judgment Day 7, the Latino World Order. So Rey Mysterio, Santos Escobar, Cruz del Toro, Joaquin Wilde, and Zelina Vega. They are 8. 9 is Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez, your current WWE Women's Tag Team Champions. 9's a little low. This next one, I'm just shaking my head at. I'm thinking, what in the heck? It's Asuka. Asuka is 10th. And I'm like, wow, way to do Asuka dirty. Good heavens. She still hasn't won at WrestleMania, which I think is really just bothersome for a once in, not just a generational talent, once in a lifetime talent. She's 0-4 at WrestleMania. That makes no sense to me. So she's 10th. New Day is 11th, and I think they dropped down in the draft because Big E is still trying to recover from his broken neck. Kofi Kingston is out with an ankle injury, and so I think that's why they dropped down to 11. The Brawling Brutes, Sheamus, Ridge Holland, and Pete Dunne, they're 12th. I would like to see them a little bit higher, but, yeah, so there's that. This next one is really, 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 really interesting. And I say it's interesting because it's another part-timer, but, unlike Edge, Trish Stratus, I mean, she hasn't been around in, like, a long, 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 long time. And so she's back in the fold, and she's at 13. That is, wow. 14, shout-out to my man, shout-out to my boy, Karrion Kross and Scarlett. I think that's a good, solid pick. I don't know why WWE hasn't really put a rocket on this guy. But we'll see what happens. Next up, Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler, 15. They were amazing at WrestleMania. Again, I don't know why they were at 15. 16. Oh, my goodness gracious. You want to talk about chip on your shoulder. 16th overall pick, a night two of the draft, L.A. Knight. Man, you want to talk about a guy who has unlimited potential. Guy that won me over. Because when L.A. Knight came to WWE, I had heard of Eli Drake. I had heard of him. But I was like, okay, man, I've heard of you. And that's like a huge get for WWE. But like, okay. But LA Knight, because of his promo work, because of his in-ring work, he has won me over. Absolutely has won me over. 17th is Braun Strowman and Ricochet. 18, Shotzi. 19, Bronson Reed. Man, that is a steal pick. That is a steal pick. This guy has been on a rampage as of late. That is a steal pick. You want to talk about steel pick? Number 20, Pretty Deadly. Elton Prince and Kit Wilson. Coming up from NXT. Man, that is a steel pick. My gosh. Alpha Academy, 21. Rick Boogs, set 22. K2. Katana, Chance, Casey Canzaro, and Caden Carter. K2 going up from NXT. So that will be a heck of a pick there. We round out the main part of the draft with another really just awesome pick. I think that he could be really, I want to believe, you know, the next man up, if you will, and that's Cameron Grimes. I mean, my gosh, he transformed his body, he transformed his fortunes down in NXT. That is a steal of a pick. Now, the supplemental picks for 92. Kira Tozawa, Dana Brooke, Emma, Grayson Waller. Oh, my gosh. Grayson Waller was not drafted on the main draft. What? What? Look, I don't know what you think about Grayson Waller, but this guy has star written all over him. He really does. Indushir, so Jinder Mahal, Senga, and Veer Mahan, they get drafted from NXT. Johnny Gargano, I mean, that's another steal pick. Good heavens. Los Lotharios, Angel, and Umberto. Nikki Cross. What? Nikki Cross wasn't even drafted on the main draft. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Odyssey Jones. Oh, if you guys haven't seen Odyssey Jones down in NXT, man, buckle the heck up. He reminds me of Keith Lee. The guy is big, but he's agile. He does stuff that you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe he did this. So, Odyssey Jones, that is heck of a pick. Piper Niven, that's also a steal pick for me. Riddick Moss, Tamina, Tegan Knox, and Zaya Lee. Now, the free agents. You got Baron Corbin. Now, these free agents, can go between Raw and SmackDown. Baron Corbin, Brock Lesnar, Cedric Alexander, and Shelton Benjamin, Dolph Ziggler, Elias, Mustafa Ali, Omos, what the heck, Omos, Von Wagner, what, and Zion Quinn. I'm shocked by that list of free agents. I really am, because, I mean, there's a lot of big name talent right there, my gosh. So, that is the draft order. Now, going to go quickly through the current rosters that will be set in stone after tomorrow night with Backlash. So you got Cody Rhodes, Becky Lynch, Imperium, Matt Riddle, Drew McIntyre, The Miz, Shinsuke Nakamura, Indy Hartwell, Apollo Crews, Candice LeRae, Sonya Deville, Chelsea Green, Dexter Lumis, JD McDonough, The Maximum Male Models, Natty Neidhart Wilson, The Viking Raiders, Zoe Stark, Rhea Ripley, Seth Rollins, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Judgment Day, Liv Morgan, Raquel Rodriguez, The New Day, Trish Stratus, Ronda Rousey, Shayna Baszler, Braun Strowman, Ricochet, Bronson Reed, Alpha Academy, K2, Akira Jizawa, Dana Brooke, Emma, Inishir, Johnny Gargano, Los Lotharios, Nikki Cross, Odyssey Jones, Piper Niven, Riddick Moss, Tegan Nox, and Xia Li. That is your Raw roster going forward after tomorrow. That's a pretty strong, you know, pool right there. It really is. That is a really strong roster on Raw. After tomorrow, SmackDown's roster is going to be the Bloodline. Roman Reigns, Solo Sikoa, Paul Heyman, Bianca Belair, Street Profits, Edge, Bobby Lashley, The OC, Damage Control, Alba Fire, a.k.a. Kaylee Ray, Isla Dawn, Hit Row, Lacey Evans, Austin Theory, Charlotte Flair, oh my gosh, The Usos, The LWO, Asuka, The Brawling Brutes, Karrion Kross and Scarlett, L.A. Knight, Shotzi, Pretty Deadly, Rick Boogs, Cameron Grimes, Tamina, and Grayson Waller. Like I said, then the free agents. So, I mean, folks, that is absolutely just jaw-dropping. That whole thing is, I mean, oh my gosh. I cannot believe the dearth, the extent, if you will, of the talents, both on Raw and on SmackDown. That is going to be absolutely just knock down, drag out, amazing. So, some fresh matchups. I'm really, really, really looking forward to those matchups going forward. And I think that, I really think it's going to be a good, solid round. Now, on to Backlash tomorrow night. So let's look at this really quickly. So, tomorrow night, Backlash from Puerto Rico. It's in the Coliseo de Puerto Rico. Jose Miguel Aguilar, in San Juan, Puerto Rico. So that will be absolutely awesome to watch tomorrow night. So we got a six-man tag. We've got Matt Riddle, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn versus The Bloodline, Solo Sikoa, and The Usos with Paul Heyman. It should be a really fun match. Cody Rhodes versus Brock Lesnar. This is one that I'm still just kind of shaking my head, and I'm thinking, okay, this is kind of a random match. But you know, we'll see what happens. Rhea Ripley, the SmackDown Women's Champion, versus Zelina Vega. Because Rhea and Bianca have essentially swapped shows, will Rhea Ripley lose the SmackDown title tomorrow night? And I mean that's a little bit tricky, but I don't know how they're going to work that one out. Seth freaking Rollins, a.k.a. Colby, versus Omos. Again, this is another kind of a random match. Austin, this next match of the night, period, full stop. Austin Theory, the United States champion, versus Bobby Lashley versus Bronson Reed. Match of the night, folks. Stamp it. Book it, whatever you gotta do. That is the match of the night. Bianca Belair, the Raw Women's Champion, versus Io Sky, with Bayley and Dakota Kai. Now, again, Rhea and Bianca are swapping places. I don't think that they're gonna have either or both of their titles, lost. But we'll see. And then finally, Bad Bunny versus Damian Priest in a San Juan street fight. Oh my gosh. If you've listened to this program for any great length of time, you know I really hate, really, 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 really despise the street fights, because they've just done them to death. They've just been doing them to death. And I'm like, okay. So, we'll see what happens with this street fight coming up tomorrow night. Right. Well, that is the main event. Very grateful for y'all sticking with me on that. Had a lot of information to go through. But we will come back, do some thank yous in long form, and then we will get out of here for another week. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
All right, folks, we are back with the final segment of this week, and it's the thank yous. Before I do that, I would be absolutely, absolutely remiss if I did not mention to my friends and listeners over in the UK, of course, tomorrow is the day, okay? It is the day where it will be Prince Charles will officially become King Charles III, and, of course, Queen Camilla as well. So we will have essentially sounds like a double coronation tomorrow. That is going to be absolutely epic for all my friends and listeners over in the UK. So do whatever you got to do. you can watch it on television. You can go to Westminster Abbey. I'm sure there's going to be just throngs of people just lined up up and down the streets of London for this event. So big, huge day for y'all over there in the UK. I will be watching. I will probably have to tape it or put it on DVR and then, watch it later. So whatever you think about the monarchy, whatever you think about royalty and all that, you still have to watch because it is a spectacle. It is a show. So, big day for everybody over there in the UK. Right. Now, on to the thank yous. First of all, thank you to everybody that listens to this program on a weekly basis. I am in 30 countries. That is mind-blowing to me. I am really, really, really just amazed. I'm tickled. I'm humbled. And it's just absolutely awesome. So there is that. So very grateful to all of y'all. I'm grateful to the good folks over at Cultaholic for all of their hard work and for their news updates throughout the day that I glean off of from time to time. So I'm very grateful for that. Grateful for the good folks over at Envato Elements for the use of their sound effects, the royalty-free music, absolutely just amazing, the amount of content just right there at your fingertips. And finally, last but absolutely not least, everybody over at OneStopWrestling.com. OneStopWrestling.com, it is a website by wrestling fans for wrestling fans. We have a lot of great content. Podcasts like myself, like Queen's Takeover, I've mentioned a number of times on the show. You've got YouTube channels, great, 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 great YouTube content. We've got blogs. We've got articles. We even have a magazine that you can get either digitally or an actual paper, physical copy. And that is really awesome. And, of course, the man that I love to call the Godfather, the man who brought me in to the dance, if you will, and I'm extraordinarily grateful for him, but Mr. Craig Smith, oh my gosh, sir, I am thankful, extraordinarily thankful for the opportunity to be a part of this group. So, those are the thank yous. That is the show for this week. I will be back next week where we will be reviewing pay-per-view, the premium live event, if you will, tomorrow night. Backlash from Puerto Rico and so much more. So, until I see you guys next week, just like the Beatles sang all those many, many years ago, love is all you need. I will see you guys next week.